Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Wednesday, July 22nd, and on today's episode, I promised you guys something at the end of Monday's show, and I come through when I promise something. At least, maybe don't hold me to that, but like 99% of the time, I come through when I promise something. So coming up on today's episode, the sensation of the summer for the entire Big Ten Conference is back on this show. So without further ado, drum roll, please. And now very pleased to welcome back to the Locked On Big Ten podcast. It is the Big Ten's most viral celebrity. She is Annie Agar. She's a sports reporter at Wood TV in Grand Rapids, Michigan. She is also the mastermind of the Big Ten's viral hit of the summer, Big Ten teams in a Zoom meeting. Annie, first and foremost, thanks so much for coming back on the podcast.
Oh, of course, Ben. Thanks for having me.
So we are going to dive in a little bit into what a Zoom meeting would be like for Big Ten teams this summer. We're going to have some fun with it. But first, Annie, I got to ask, it's not a very fun time for the Big Ten Conference in general. What do you think a Zoom meeting would look like between conference athletic directors right now? Would it be a whole lot of fun? I don't really think so.
That's a great question. I actually thought of that when this news came out of all conference games, because now on top of already not liking each other, they're really battling it out for the season for their title with each other. So, I mean, teams are sizing each other up and thinking, yeah, you know, who's going to beat Penn State this year? Who's going to be the new Minnesota? So I think it's a whole other dynamic in the conference now. It's almost like, you know, if you went to a family gathering and you had some cousins that you liked there and then you some family you didn't, now it's all the family you don't like. So, and that's your season right there. So it'll be interesting to see the dynamic. I think the Zoom meeting might be a little more hostile than it was in my video, but yeah.
Back in the video, it was just fun times. We were just cracking off some jokes. Now they're probably getting into the logistical seriousness of what a college football season could look like. For our purposes here today, though, Annie, we're not going to focus so much on the pessimism of will a college football season happen. What we're going to do is what I'm sure a lot of the people listening to this podcast have done over these quarantine months, which have been having Zoom happy hours with their friends. You know, they hop onto Zoom, they hang out with like four or five of their friends, they share a couple beers, they laugh, they remember what it was like to hang out in person. We're going to do that from a Big Ten perspective. So how we're going to do this is Annie and I are going to go through the divisions. I'm going to handle the Big Ten West. Annie's going to handle the Big Ten East. And we're going to choose about 2 to 3 schools, something around those lines, of what Big Ten football program would invite to join their Zoom happy hour. It could be rivalries. You could be inviting people just to talk smack. You could be inviting people because you're always tied and very similar. Regardless, we're going to have some fun with it because, Annie, that's what we do here on the show. We just try to have fun, even if we know college football is not going to happen. Does that sound good to you?
Perfect. Sounds great.
All right. So I'll get it rolling to start out for the Big Ten West. And we're going to go at the top and work our way down. So we obviously start with the Big Ten West champs from last year in 2019, the Wisconsin Badgers. And I think Wisconsin invites two other Big Ten teams to their Zoom happy hour. It starts off with Minnesota, because Wisconsin kind of thinks of Minnesota as like, you know, they're not quite there yet. They're not quite as good as we are right now. Wisconsin has beat Minnesota 15 of the last 16 times. So I think they invite the Gophers to their happy hour to pretty much cheers, but always talk a little bit of smack. And they're definitely going to bring out Paul Bunyan's axe, and they're going to let Minnesota know that we have that. Maybe they bring out like a charcuterie board, and they start chopping up the meat and the cheese with Paul Bunyan's axe. I'm not exactly sure, but they definitely bring Minnesota to their Zoom happy hour. And the other team they bring is the Iowa Hawkeyes, because Wisconsin and Iowa, very similar style of plays. It's like sharing a beer with your old buddy. Maybe you haven't seen them in a couple years, and you're like, you know what, ha ha. This is us always running I formation down when we get on the goal line. That's what we can do. Here's a beer. Let's cheers a Bud Light to that at the very least. Annie, what do you think of my first Zoom happy hour for the Wisconsin Badgers?
I like it. I like it a lot. I like the dynamic of that. I think those groups would get along. You know, the fan bases would be interesting for the Zoom happy hour. But I really, I like the competitive aspect. But also, you know, we're all just friends here having a beer. You know, we're going to poke some fun at you. But at the end of the day, we're all friends in the conference. I like that.
So it's the awesome. Hardy folks of the Midwest, of the Big Ten Conference, what do you think their alcohol beverage of choice would be for these Zoom happy hours? Do you think they're thinking beer? Would we maybe mix in some harder stuff? Beer. Who knows?
It would have to be beer. I would say either beer or like whiskey maybe, just because I think that's kind of a Midwest thing. But especially in Michigan and from my town, Grand Rapids, we are Beer City USA. I mean, the breweries, I don't think I've even made a dent in the amount of breweries that we have here by trying them out. It's incredible. I mean, you drive down the street and you're like, oh, that one's new. Another one to try. Great.
I think Wisconsin and Minnesota for sure, definitely. And there's a happy hour, a couple of lining Kugels during the summer months, you know, they might set it up on the lake somewhere, you know, that's their background. Yep. That's their video.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going with. And they're sharing some lining Kugels. Maybe a kid can dream. Well,
in Wisconsin, they have a saying called drink Wisconsibly. So I think that sums it up pretty well.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Definitely some spotted cow.
I went to Green Bay. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, Annie, this is why we bring you onto this show. You give the perspective not only of the Big Ten Conference in a Zoom meeting, but also the beverage choices they would have. I've never heard drink Wisconsin, I believe.
Right?
I hope I said that right.
You did. See, now you got to use it all the time. And it sounds funnier the more drunk you get. So, you know, it works out great.
I can imagine a couple of those Wisconsin people with their accents when they're sharing some beers. Could that imagine? Absolutely incredible. Okay,
beers and cheese curds.
Let's go over to the Big Ten East. And I think we have to start with the team at the top, the cream of the crop of the Big Ten. But let's not forget
the
Ohio State University. But let's not let the fans of the Big Ten forget here that Annie Agar, born and raised in the state of Michigan, is a Buckeye. Is a Buckeye fan. Annie, start us off with Ohio State, would you?
Okay. Let's see. So for my Ohio State Buckeyes, Justin Fields et al., I obviously think that they are going to dominate the conference. Mm-hmm. They will have no problem being, like you said, the cream of the crop. So I would pick, obviously, I have to say, first of all, Michigan, just because of the obvious reasons there. But I also think that if we're talking, you know, the kind of Zoom meeting that I did, I think it would be hilarious to have Michigan, who thinks that they are going to dominate the conference, who thinks that they are going to figure out their quarterback situation by the time the season starts, who based all of last season on Shea Patterson and thought he was just amazing. Having them in the same room drinking beer, getting more arrogant and cocky with some Ohio State fans, I think that would be a good dynamic there. So I'd have to say Michigan. And then, I don't know, I want to save Michigan State. I think maybe Penn State. I would say mm-hmm. they're Penn Indiana. And I think because Ohio State loves the challenge. So Penn State obviously is going to have an insane offense this year. I'm really nervous about their quarterback, but I think Penn State would be a good dynamic to see with Ohio State, just because, you know, you've got Michigan to kind of poke fun of and be like, oh yeah, like, well, yeah, we'll toast to Michigan because they're so good. You know, they've won how many of the past head-to-head matchups between us, but then, you know, you've got Penn State where you could be a little hesitant and maybe kind of play the whole, yeah, we'll get you drunk and then you'll tell us your scheme for this upcoming season. So I would say Penn State would be my other one for Ohio State.
Very smart there. Not only using a Zoom happy hour for just some good times and reminiscing about memories.
Intel. It's all intel.
Very smart. Yep. You know, just keep feeding them the beers and you never know what's going to flow, what information you get out of there. I think regardless.
I do it with my girlfriends. It works just as well.
There you go, Annie. Very smart. You're a very, very smart person. I think regardless with the Buckeyes, they're sitting in a very comfortable position, regardless of who they invite to their happy hour. It's like, listen, great to have you guys here, but we know we're better than you. We know that we are the ones that ran this happy hour. Like, it was my idea. I sent out the Zoom link. Everybody come join me. And I think they do bring Penn State because it's a little bit competitive. They're like, yo, we respect you guys. We do, but we're still better. It's like that one friend you grew up with that you were better than at, but you always had them around, you know?
And you bring them around to make you feel better and look a little bit better. Yep, exactly. I love it. I feel ya.
See, this is how life should be here on the Locked On Big Ten Show. Sharing stories, sharing laughs, sharing some libations. All of that and more coming up as we continue our Zoom happy hour conversation for the Big Ten Conference with Annie Agar coming up next. And the next team up in the West Division is the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Now, I phrase this a little bit differently because when I'm thinking overall programs for most of these Zoom happy hours, I'm thinking just the overall program, their rivalries. How would that all interact? For the Gophers, I'm thinking about one person and one person only, and it's their head coach. It's PJ Fleck.
Yep.
And PJ Fleck strikes me as a guy that if he was like in high school, he would think of himself as a pretty cool dude. And he would always try to invite all the other cool guys over to his house. You know, like, I want to invite all the cool people to my party.
Yep.
So I think Minnesota would invite the likes of like Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, the elite, you know, schools of the Big Ten that draw the national attention. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of those schools would go. I think they'd be like, nah, like, we're good. PJ, come on, man. Work a little bit more. You know, you were 7-6 in 2018. Yep. A great season last year in 2019. Let's see you prove it again in 2020 in the years coming up before Ohio State makes your way to your happy hour. So I think Minnesota would still also invite Wisconsin because they're at the top of the Big Ten West and they still want to get to that level consistently. I think Wisconsin would go, much for the same reason that I said from the Badgers' perspective, that they have the axe 15 of the last 16 years, and they're going to bring the axe and show it off. But I think PJ Fleck would be a guy that really shoots his shot. and he would invite the top of the Big Ten. I don't think a lot of those people would go.
I like it. I really like that. Yeah, I that's exactly when I see Minnesota, that's what I think about is PJ completely. Yeah. And like I mentioned before, you know, we knew him pretty well here because of Western Michigan, but it just is this whole persona that he gives to the team. And you can't not help falling into that high energy, high adrenaline type atmosphere. So I could totally see that in their happy hour being a little intense.
PJ's happy hour too would start at like 5 p.m., but you know that energy would be flowing and he would try to keep people there till like 9 and 10.
Oh, absolutely.
And they'd be absolutely. Like, PJ, let's just like regroup next week, man. This is taking forever. I had dinner plans at 7 that I had to leave because this didn't work out.
Yeah, PJ, it's Tuesday night. We all have families. We have to go home.
PJ is definitely like a weekday drinker and gets mad at his friends that don't want to stay out with him. They're like, PJ, we got to go to work tomorrow morning, man. You know, I appreciate your enthusiasm, but we got other things to do.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. That's all right, hilarious.
So next up in the Big Ten East for you
would
be the Penn State Nittany Lions. Who do you think James Franklin and company are inviting to their virtual Zoom happy hour?
Yeah. So that's that they are a big issue, big concern for me as a Buckeye myself this year. And they're not really the underdog team, but they are the less talked about team, I guess. And I just was talking with a friend of mine who graduated from Penn State, and he kind of was asking me why, you know, in my Zoom meeting, I showed them as kind of being an intimidating, I don't know, presence in the Big Ten. And after I apologized profusely to him for doing that and saying that I couldn't really make a jail reference, so I had to do something different.
Right.
I said, you know, Penn State is this other factor that we don't really see as like the top four teams in the conference, because you got, you know, Wisconsin, Michigan State, all them. But even they, you know, even when they have better seasons than Michigan State, we still don't really think of them as this top tier team. But Penn State to me is the team that's kind of quiet but super intimidating. So they'd be, you know, they'd be like the quiet people at the bar that are just ready to fight anybody that comes in.
Yeah.
So for to me, Penn State's gonna invite people that they're comfortable with, but also kind of have a bone to pick with. Mm-hmm. And I was looking over, you know, stuff about the teams before we got on here too, a little bit too. And Sean Clifford obviously is a really intimidating factor this year. And he kind of is like the presence of Penn State and, you know, this dominant offense that they have. So I think the first team that they would pick would probably be Michigan State. And my reasoning behind this is because, you know, Michigan State took a loss to them last year. Pretty good game. And I think that kind of would boost their ego a little bit. But also Michigan State is like so focused on, you know, being the life of the party that I don't think they would try and pick a fight with Penn State. So it'd be a little bit more platonic and easygoing. And then I would take the other team maybe to be, I don't know, I didn't really think about this one as much. I was focused on like Michigan State. No, but I think I would either do like a Rutgers or an Indiana. This is my reasoning, and I'm not just going to stick with teams on the West. I could pick a team on the East, but vice versa. I'm sorry. No, but I think they pick like, you know, an Indiana or a Rutgers because it's an easy win. Maybe not so much Indiana, but Rutgers obviously easy win on the board for Penn State, and I think they like those kind of. Like I said, they don't want to pick a fight, but they're ready to if they need to.
Yeah.
But they also just kind of want things handed to them. So if you can just get an easy win without making a big statement, still be that intimidating factor, you know, dominate like 52-0, I think that's what they would do. So in a bar situation, I think it would be the same thing. You know, you have your Rutgers come in. You're going to be nice to them because you're the intimidating, you know, big guy, and Rutgers is this scrawny little, you know, he can handle one beer and then they get passed out basically. So I think that's the dynamic that Penn State might have. Not that I'm, you know, an expert on Penn State in the bar scene, but I think that might be it.
Yeah. The Nittany Lions definitely in times when we could go back to bars, they're the guys that are sitting in the back playing darts and they're just like really good at darts. But if you come up and you like try to talk to them, they're like, all right, yeah. But like, if you want to play darts, I'm going to kick your butt. Like, it's going to be very, very easy. And I think the Rutgers call there, Annie, is very smart because I had on my good friend George Balecchi, who is a New Jersey native, now a sports reporter in Madison, Wisconsin. And he was explaining to me a little bit of the intricacies of that rivalry between the Scarlet Knights and the Nittany Lions, because they come kind of from the same pipeline. A lot of people from Jersey, even like the South Pennsylvania area, South Philly, either go to Rutgers or go to Penn State. So they're more linked than I think a lot of Big Ten fans realize. And that would be a little bit of a competitive rivalry. And I think Rutgers, although maybe their performance on the football field, not so great, I just got a feeling they could drink, you know, I don't know what it is. So some good flip cup games, maybe, who knows?
What else is there to do? What else is there to do for Rutgers?
You know, I want to say this for Rutgers. You know, I'm a big believer in Greg Schiano. And it was yesterday that Yahoo Sports had their report that Rutgers had to limit the amount of fans that would be coming to their stadium this year due to COVID guidelines in the state of New Jersey. And people were really taking their shots and the low-hanging fruit and saying, oh, it's interesting that Rutgers is announcing that they have to cap out their stadium capacity. Normally, they only get like 100 fans a game, all that stuff. And I was like, you know what? Leave Rutgers alone. They have a tough enough time.
They have enough problems. Seriously. I know. And then I didn't add to it very much either with the whole viral video thing. Poor people. I can just see Rutgers. I'm surprised a zero Rutgers fans commented on that video, by the way, which is not surprising to me because those poor things. I feel so bad.
I think anyway. You had enough hate maybe coming from Nebraska, if I remember correctly.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. For sure.
Do people still, you mentioned your friend from Penn State that asked you about their depiction in the Zoom meeting video. Do people still like talk to you about that? Now, what has it been, like a month and a half later? Is that like still the first thing that people are really talking to you about?
It is funny. Yeah. And I, that's the topic of conversation a lot, which is, it's great and everything. And I did an SEC one. And it was, you know, not obviously as big as Big Ten, but people loved it. And they, you know, wanted me to do, cause I only did the first half of the SEC, but it was almost like they need to know where I'm getting, you know, the idea of the teams. And it's kind of like what we're doing now. It's just an idea of them, you know, it's right. Just like you're the persona that they give off and your idea of what that would be like in a human being. So it's hard to explain, but that's how it is. I just see a team and you automatically think of the image that the team represents, you know, and the colors help obviously, but you think of the image, you know, have they been winning recently? Have they not? Are they bitter about it? You know, it's just this whole dynamic of what the team's like. And that's what's been fun. That's what people have been asking.
A few more schools to get to in the Big Ten West and the Big Ten East, including insight from Michigan's very own Ohio State Buckeye, Annie Agar, coming up next. I love when fans get actually like legitimately mad at a representation and like, and then they go cite like football stats and everything that's happened on the field when you're clearly just like making stuff up. Like, this is not real. Right. Like,
we are
a Zoom happy hour.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
it's just,
what I know. Cause that's what someone, oh, sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
That's what someone brought up. Cause they said, well, you know, all Michigan State people, we don't drink all the time. I was like, well, yeah, not all Northwestern people are, you know, stuck up like that. It was just the image. And I'm sure all Nebraska people are not like that either. So
they are not.
So, and I told people that I said, I'm not trying to offend anybody, you know, it's all for fun. And, and you can make as much fun of Ohio State as you want. I can totally take it. I know we're pretty out there too. So,
and how is the apparel business going? Because that was one of my favorite parts of the video of all, your ability to make all these shirts just on a spot whim right there.
I might have to tweet a picture of it out, but I now have a shelf completely dedicated to solid colored t-shirts that I have either purchased or found in my closet. And a lot of them I flipped inside out too, because if it had a logo on it, I just wanted to be solid.
Right.
And I have my glue gun and I have my scissors right there so that when I do want to print out another logo and it's all right there. I got a little craft room set up. Yeah. So the apparel business is going very well. I've even had people reach out and say, you know, you can print stuff on a shirt and actually make it. So it looks a little, like, you know what? You are too arts and crafty for me. Just give me the glue gun and the scissors and I'm good.
Listen.
Plus, who wants to own a shirt? You know, I just want to rip off the Michigan logo and I'm done anyway.
Of course. I mean, Annie Agar, folks, is the creativity behind all of this. She doesn't need your suggestions. All right. She's got this hammered down pat. So keep your apparel stuff to yourself. Go start your own business.
Absolutely right. I'll stick to the paper.
All right. So as we keep going through these Zoom happy hours, we're going to hop over back to the Big Ten West and go to the Iowa Hawkeyes. And I have Iowa inviting two teams, both Big Ten West foes. First, like I mentioned, kind of from Wisconsin's perspective, I think Iowa invites Wisconsin because they can just like share old stories. They can reminisce about the good days when like the shotgun formation and the spread offense wasn't so there. And they had like three tight end sets and they ran a bunch of counter traps and just love be like, it. Oh man, remember 1982? Yeah. Like it was a third and three.
Those are the good days.
It was ball inside our own 30 and we ran it right up the gut and we got 4 yards and we would never been happier. I think they would literally just share those stories, clank their beers and have some fun doing that.
Love
and I think the second team Iowa invites is Nebraska. And this has been something that I have just continued to learn from my days of living and working in Omaha and speaking with Iowa fans and Nebraska fans and getting this perspective. Iowa does not like Nebraska, and they don't like that Nebraska thinks of them as the little brother because Iowa has been kicking Nebraska's butt in recent years since this kind of became a rivalry. So I think Iowa invites Nebraska and just messes with them, just in like very subtle ways. Like, love it. They'd be like, all right, everybody, let's do a shot. And then they would fill theirs up with water. But Nebraska's drinking vodka, and they're just going to get them drunk and have a good time with it. Because if we were in person, I think Iowa would do things like knock over their cup.
Oh, maybe
only
sure.
like be like, hey, can I get you a beer, and come back and only have it like filled up halfway. Just like a couple of things that would really mess with Nebraska, because Iowa, not too big a fan of those Huskers. Really
that
not
is
at this
amazing.
Point.
That's amazing. I love that. I love that. They'd also have to find a bar close to the children's hospital so they could still wave to them from the
We gotta
bar.
Wave. We gotta wave. And you made sure to include that in
I
your Zoom video.
I love that. I'm a sucker for that. As much as people talk about it, and that's like all Iowa talks about now, I think that is the sweetest thing. And I
absolutely. I mean, every time, like truly every time they do it, it's like a beautiful moment. It reminds us like why college football is so great and how it connects to the community and what they're able to do. It's a great moment of perspective. So always shout out the good folks in Iowa City. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it.
So who's next up in the Big Ten East for you, Annie?
Okay. Can we go with Michigan?
We can, please.
Okay. Cause I've been waiting for this. I'm just kidding. No, I do have a great idea of what Michigan would be like in a bar. Mm-hmm. And I think, first of all, I think you have to, whenever you go to a bar, you always want a DD, right? You always want someone that's there for you. And a lot of the time, you know, you take maybe a sibling who can't drink yet. Mm. So I feel like Michigan,
I know where this is going.
I feel like Michigan would take their little brother. No, I definitely think Michigan and Michigan State would go to a bar together. And here's a couple, this is how I think it would go down. I think Michigan would get there early, you know, make sure that they get, you know, pretty toasty before Michigan State shows up, and then proceed to play Michigan State in every possible bar game there is. I mean, we're talking darts, pool, anything, and try and dominate and everything. So, but yeah, that was my reasoning there. So I definitely think Michigan would take Michigan State. And then I also think, I don't know. I think they would take Wisconsin just because Wisconsin's kind of got this, you know, this like leg up on them lately, and it's really pissing them off. And they lost, what, 34-10 last year.
Wasn't
and
even
so I
close.
Think, no, right. So I think, you know, this would be a good chance for them to see each other in a bar and be like, yeah, you know, we're it's kind of same kind of thing. You know, you're doing really well lately. Let's figure out why, you know, let's get you a little drunk and tipsy and talk about that. Plus having Michigan State and Wisconsin there would kind of be like a boost for Michigan. I feel like, you know, to kind of hopefully bring Wisconsin down a level and have Michigan rise up a little bit. They would definitely not include Ohio State just because that would just not be fun. It wouldn't be a party anymore.
You don't think? I mean, they're so closely tied. I feel like they have to be together, you know,
and that's a really funny thing too, because lately, you know, people talk about the Michigan State rivalry and they're like, it's not even a rivalry anymore. Like, you know, not that Michigan and Ohio State is really either, but that's the games we tend to focus on because Michigan season usually comes down to that at the end. I actually just made another video about that, how people think, you know, 9 and 10 win seasons for Michigan is success. And then you get to Ohio State and you're like, well, are you kidding me? Like, this is how our season ends.
Right.
And that's what Harbaugh's dealing with now. You know, he's not had bad seasons, honestly.
No.
And he's dealt with Michigan State really well. And then he's dealt with Michigan State well. And then he gets to Ohio State and it's like everybody forgets the seasons that he's had. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be who they would invite, I feel like.
Yeah. I mean,
Ohio State, like to answer your question. Yeah. Ohio State obviously would be on the guest list, but I think they'd scribble their name off last minute and be like, yeah, we don't want to deal with that yet.
Right. I think in their Zoom happy hour, Michigan would be hosting, right? You have Wisconsin, you have Michigan State there. Michigan's giving some crap to Michigan State. Obviously. I think you're right. They're challenging them in everything. They're just like popping like random trivia questions to them. And then I think you have like the Zoom waiting room now, where if people come to your meeting, you need to let them in, and like half an hour into it, Ohio State would like pop up and Michigan be like, what? Why are they here, man? I thought we were good. I thought we were fine for today.
They just mute space. Them the whole time. Yeah.
I mean,
that's what I think. That's why I put Michigan in charge, I think, is because they would love that power to be able to, you know, mute people on the Zoom happy hour or just have some fun with it, I feel
Absolutely.
Like.
I mean, Michigan, listen, Annie, a couple weeks ago, I did this thing where really, you know, another thing where I'm just like crafting ideas in my head, trying to churn out content. And I came up with the 5 ultimate tiers of Big Ten football. And I had Michigan in the 3rd tier, a notch below Wisconsin and Penn State that were in the 2nd tier behind Ohio State, which was by themselves at the top. And Michigan fans just relentlessly went after me. And when I say Michigan fans, I mean like 3 people on Twitter, but still like enough of a representation. And I was like, guys, I'm just like, you know, having some fun here. This is why I had Michigan there, is because I believe that in the national overall scheme, like you mentioned, they've had great seasons. Harbaugh has been successful. There's no doubt about it. They've beaten Penn State. They've beaten Wisconsin. They've beaten the other teams, but mm-hmm. they've never been able to catch Ohio State, and that mm-hmm. is always their goal. Michigan mm-hmm. fans will tell you otherwise, but that is always their goal. And if they can't mm-hmm. beat Ohio State, that means they're not getting to the college football playoff. That means they're probably not playing in a New Year's Six Bowl. It means right. like they're not getting to the level that they hold themselves to as, you know, college football's all-time winningest program, all that good stuff. And that's right. why I had them there, also to create a little drama, and sure enough, it worked. So, you know, I think Michigan fans will like your representation a little bit better for the Zoom happy hour.
Yeah, see, I put them where they belong. I do think that they would start out the Zoom meeting with the and this is my favorite thing that Michigan fans say, and I get it all the time. I swear, before I even hear hello from a Michigan fan, I hear JT was short every time. That's all I hear. So I think that's how they start up the call. Be like, oh, cheers, JT was short. Yeah.
So JT Barrett being short, and I was, oh, okay, we're going to leave now. We got to go.
We're done. Oh, we're out.
Yeah, yep. I'll come in the next room.
Shots.
So many thanks again to Annie Agar for coming on today's episode. She will also be back on Friday's episode to round out your week. Obviously, we have more schools to get to in the Zoom virtual happy hour from both the Big Ten West and the Big Ten East. Really just a great way to highlight college football, to talk about rivalries, to talk about fun times as we reminisce about all that is great about college football. And Annie Agar really provides that. I mean, listen, I have watched her viral sensation, that viral hit that was the Zoom meeting of the Big Ten teams from this conference about 50 times. It always brings about a smile. It can always bring about a good laugh, especially when I need it. When I'm a little down about the prospect of will there actually be football played on the gridiron this fall in 2020, I just look back to Annie's Big Ten Zoom meeting viral video, and it always brings a chuckle. That's always a great way to turn my day around. So thanks very much to Annie Agar. Again, she will round out the week here on the Locked On Big Ten Show with more Zoom virtual happy hour fun talk coming up on Friday's episode. And until we talk on Friday, have a splendid couple of days.